Hollywood melts after Trump mocks global warming. Inhumane, unethical, pathetic, imbecile. By Justin Caruso on January 30, 2019. Hollywood celebrities got seriously heated Tuesday after President Donald Trump mocked global warming amid record low temperatures across the county. In the beautiful Midwest, wind chill temperatures are reaching minus 60 degrees, the coldest ever recorded. In coming days, expect it to get even colder, Trump said. People can't last outside even for minutes. What the hell is going on with global warming? Please come back fast, we need you. Indeed, the Midwestern states are currently experiencing freezing cold temperatures. Chicago is reportedly colder than some areas of Antarctica. It is the duty of the President of the United States to promote responsible science. Not bullshit, Family Guy creator Seth MacFarlane said in response. Saturday Night Live's faux Trump Alec Baldwin panicked. Trump denies climate change in the hope that we become extinct. Thus the only way he controls his place in history. Coldest air in decades arrives in Midwest with life-threatening wind chills. The Washington Post: yes, he's a crook, liar, inhumane, unethical, pathetic imbecile. But he's going to make sure we don't have a chance to survive. What about the young PPL, Cher said. HBO's Bill Maher chimed in, Trump, could you please stop mixing up climate and weather? Jesus, even the Indian at the Lincoln Memorial is like, stop beating the same drum. Late Night also had a field day with Trump's remarks. CBS Stephen Colbert ripped into Trump and, of course, tied it to the Russia investigation. These temperatures are actually caused by global warming, sir, he said, mocking Trump's typo. Just because it's cold now, doesn't mean climate change is a myth. If August is a real month, then why isn't it August now? And if death is real, why aren't we all dead, okay? Death is just a Chinese hoax just to raise money for Big Coffin. Speaking of things that Trump hopes aren't real, the Mueller investigation. Check out all the Hollywood hate.